The crack of the bat. It's one of the sweetest sounds of summer. But when a bat breaks in two, it hits a sour note.
And a broken bat, look out.
This is what's scary. This bat just shatters, and it's going to take one of those just impaling somebody. I mean, the fact that...
And you've seen some really crazy things happen, you know, on SportsCenter, this and that.
Greg Labby is manager of the Madison Mallards of the Northwood Summer Baseball League.
You know, it just looks like daggers flying through the infield. Pitchers ducking, you know, infielders running away from, you know, where the bat's flying.
Or even worse, the barrel of the bat clocking an unsuspecting fan in the box seats. Broken bats became a real problem in Major League Baseball in 2008 when incidents hit an all-time high. So officials approached Dave Kretschmann.
The first thing I wanted to show you is...
A scientist with the U.S. Forest Products Laboratory in Madison. They sent him every broken bat from the big leagues from July 1st through September 7th that season.
The whole thing is to try and figure out why the bat's barrel was separating from the handles and what can you do to try and reduce that.
And Kretschmann says the problem became apparent right away. Every broken bat, whether it was made from ash or maple, basically had the same problem. If you hold a bat and turn it until you see grains moving vertically up and down the bat handle, look at how sharply the grains closer to the barrel flare off to the side. That's called slope of grain.
And what that means, if you think of wood fiber as a bunch of straws held together, you want those straws aligned right up and straight up and down the handle. And when they tip off to the side, the wood gets weaker and weaker.
And that's called slope of grain failure. The next spring, Kretschmann and his team of researchers from around the country advised baseball officials, manufacturers, and inspectors to take bats with slope of grain failure and throw them out.
And within that first season, we saw a 30% reduction in the overall number of multiple-piece failures.
Now, actually, bats are still breaking at the same rate they ever did.
Bats are going to break. They're going to continue to break. Pitchers are going to pitch inside. You know, batters are going to reach for those bad pitches that are outside. And if you have the ball going 100 miles an hour in at a handle, it's a pretty tough thing for a bat to stay in and not break.
But nowadays, bats are more likely to fracture, not completely come apart. Think of the new standard as bend but don't break.
Right. I think you could say it that way, absolutely.
And when you go to the ballpark this summer, the only bats you'll see flying through the air will be the ones noshing on gnats. And that's welcome news to players and coaches like the Mallards' Greg Labby.
Safety is number one. I mean, you don't want to see a bat shatter and things go towards the pitcher, go towards the infielders. You know, nobody wants that. You know, the stronger the bat, I think the better it's going to be.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Wisconsin Public Radio.